Willie Boy, everybody, welcome back into Picks Boss. Again, a product of the Sorry to Interrupt podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Sorry Sports. William, how are you, my friend, during this glorious Masters week?
I am good, Tommy. A lot of great golf being played. But
glad we didn't have to play in that wind.
Yeah, I know. Not a lot of great bets placed by me in the last 2 weeks. So I'm hoping the people are fading me.
Listen, but you know what? A good week is bound to come.
Absolutely.
All right. So yeah, with that being said, last week you went 1-4. I went 3-2 with Phil. Ooh. Just making the cut at the Masters about, I don't know, an hour ago, I think he finished up, something like that. Let me say, I am looking forward to having some good weather on the East Coast, including in Augusta over the weekend, so we can get these Masters in at the right times. Because the Masters screwed me today, William. I had a pick for 8-10 that I was ready to put out there, SGA, over 27.5, and the Masters didn't finish, so I couldn't see if Phil made the cut. Neither here nor there. I am at 12-13, 48% lifetime. You were at 10-15, 40% lifetime. So you got a hole to dig out of.
Gotta make a run.
Any complaints from last week? Any bad beats?
I went with the risky. You know, I rode the NC State train. Did not work out for me very well.
You love taking risks, dude. You really do.
I do. I try to make the people money when I can. And then Alabama against UConn, what was I thinking? I should have just listened to your bet and took UConn by 1,000 in the national championship game probably.
Yeah, those two bets were easy hits for me. UConn not even knowing the spread.
Yep. And then the only one that really won for me is, you know, my Sabres, who are eliminated from playoff contention.
Yeah, so that kind of feels like a loss.
It doesn't matter. Yep, it doesn't, they win games when it doesn't matter.
So the Sabres you can just add to the list of shitty teams that you root for, huh?
100%.
I mean, well, at least you got Jerry Jones getting Coach Cal over to Arkansas. I'm sure you're excited about that.
Maybe I'll become an Arkansas fan now. I mean, you just take the Ark and you get Kansas. So
go Razorbacks.
Yep.
I mean, you could have an SEC football team too. I mean, I don't think they.
I mean, I do have. I'm going to have a good Big 12 football team this year, so I'm not really worried about it.
I mean, the last player that didn't Darren McFadden go to Arkansas?
He did. Yes.
And that's your boy. So,
yeah.
So did, that.
One of the Joneses. It was either Felix or the Thomas Jones, I think, went to Arkansas as well. I think one went to Notre Dame.
Well, you know, maybe you'll be an Arkansas fan. But nonetheless, let's jump into the picks for the week. And then this is going to be a combo pod, by the way. So we're just going to segue right into our Masters recap. It's only right that we pull Sean on for that. Definitely not for some bets, because he wouldn't even know what odds were. All right. I'll give you my first bet. William, you've already told me that you have the same pick as me. You actually snuck me this pick on the side. So it is a party pick. We will both
party
be
pick.
Taking it.
Yes,
the New
we
Orleans
will.
Pelicans trying to stay out of the play-in game, +4 tonight against Golden State, late night game. Let's get it started off hot. That's our number one pick, party pick, New Orleans +4 tonight.
Let's do it. I'm just, you know, I think they're going to stay in the sixth seed. Golden State's not the Golden State teams of old. And I think the NBA wants that playing game between the Lakers and the Warriors.
That'd be something to see. All right. My number two pick, segueing into Saturday, I have the Atlanta Braves -1.5. Chris Sale's on the mound. He's been pitching really well. Anything despite the Red Sox, I hope Chris Sale throws a fucking perfect game.
I love that. I love that pick. And they're still playing the Marlins, correct? The worst
yes.
team in baseball. So, I mean, that's a great pick. It's probably close to minus money, if not even. But I still think it's a pretty much a lock there.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is minus money +1.5. Give me your second pick.
So my second pick, we're going out for the baseball tonight at 10 o'clock. The A's, for the fifth time in the last two years, are favored. The A's are favored in a baseball game. Why not jump on?
Facing Washington.
They're playing Washington. Who is the worst team? I'm taking the A's -135. I think they get the job done. They have Blackburn on the mound tonight, who's been very good for them.
Yes.
So we will see how that game goes. But listen, I love my A's. You know, you don't bet on bad teams, but they're favored, so they're not that bad compared to the Nationals.
I guess so. I would just stay away from that game. But again, I mean, I don't know if this is the way you should dig yourself out of a hole, but then again, I'm under 500 too, so I'm not going to say much. I have the Dodgers tonight -1.5 with Yamamoto on the bump. I think he's just going to go out and sling. Give me the Dodgers -1.5 against the Padres.
That's a good bet. Okay. My third bet, I'm going to hockey, and I'm taking the Vegas Golden Knights by 1.5 over the Minnesota Wild. The Calgary Flames at home. Calgary's done. Vegas is still fighting for that top spot in their conference. It's +142 to win by 2 goals. So I think that they take care of business and win by 3.
Lock it in, boys. I mean, you're basically a hockey expert. So
yeah,
that's a lock. My number four pick, your boy, my boy, Sean's boy, really the collective pod's boy. I think every single podcast's and Twitter's guy, Max Homa, to top 10. I didn't have the stones to take him to win just because Scotty Scheffler is still breathing. But, man, it would be a national holiday. I've decided, and I'll say it on our recap later, I think I'd be happier if Max won over Brooks, and I'm rooting hard for him.
So it's so funny that you say that, and it's not really a party pick because I'm taking Max Homa +600 to win the
Masters. Oh, let's go. I like that. I like that pick. You're going to try and will that to win. You're going to have all Sunday just sitting there white-knuckling it at the TV.
Yeah, just him and Scheffler in that final group.
Oh, man. Well, we got to get through Saturday first, bro. We got to get through Saturday first. I'm loving what I'm seeing out of him, though. He's playing so smart.
Absolutely.
He really is. Okay, my final pick. Again, I had to go golf. I'm going to do it. You know, I said about the rookie performances. He had the low round today, I believe, at Augusta. There wasn't a lot of people in red numbers, and he was one of them at -3. Give me a Ludvig top 10. He's just so goddamn handsome. I can't keep him out of it.
That's a good bet. And, yeah, he definitely had one of the best rounds, if not the best round of Friday. And then with my final pick, I'm going with Tommy's boy, Matty Fitzpatrick, to finish top 10 -105.
Is this a spite bet? This is a spite bet.
Spite. It is 100% spite bet. You know, you got to root for him. You know, he's tied for eighth right now. He's inside the top 10, but there's ties all and up and down that leaderboard. But -105 is basically an even bet. So let's mark it down. Matty Fitz going to finish ninth.
All right, let's see if we can dig ourselves out of a hole this week.
Yeah, we need to definitely dig
a much bigger hole for you, but nonetheless, I'm still in a hole. So.
I mean, I think if Max Homa wins the Masters, I should get like 3 points for that.
I can't do that. I can't. Listen, the numbers are the numbers, bro. I can't.
The numbers are the numbers. Yep. No, I get it.
But listen, MLB, you got to be better about putting out your strikeout numbers, by the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, really FanDuel, not the MLB. It's not that they don't make the odds. But you got to be better about putting out strikeout numbers. We know the pitching matchups, and you know the team's percentages. Give me some strikeout numbers. That's where my
bread like even is. You know, I understand they put out the lines the day before, but when you see, for example, you know, one of the best pitchers on the Dodgers is, you know, slated to pitch Friday on Tuesday, just put him out.
Exactly. I mean, you guys can always take him down if there's ever an inkling that the guy's not going to pitch or whatever, and if he doesn't pitch, then the bet gets voided. What's the big fucking deal here? I don't get it either. But I mean, I do have a new thing on Twitter. It's pick of the day. I'm 1-3 there with Sungjae just completely pulled down his pants and pooped on the 18th green. Basically,
I did see that.
Yeah, that was rough. So 1-3 for me on picks of the day. Look out for that. I'm gonna dig myself out of a hole there. I'm feeling a hot streak coming on for me. But you got anything else, or should we just segue into our boy Sean?
Let's just segue into our boy Sean. Maybe he can talk a little bit about his boy Victor Hovland.
Yeah, I don't know how much he's gonna have to say there, but we'll have to hear it, everybody. All right, here comes the Masters recap.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back into the Sorry to Interrupt podcast. A long day's journey into tonight is finally over. Round two of the Masters is done. We have a cut line. We have a three-way tie atop the leaderboard. So much to get into, gentlemen. Tom, Will, how we doing?
I'm good, Shawnee. And I got three letters for you. M-A-X.
M-A-X, baby. That's our boy. He looks, I mean, I guess we're going to just start off with him, Will, with that segue. He looks amazing. Every decision he's made has been the right one. And listen, with the conditions today that I'm sure we're going to mention, the fact that he just kind of stuck around and stayed even was perfect because really only my boy Ludvig and a few others had a round in the red numbers today.
Yeah, that's what they said in the beginning with the weather is if you stay at even throughout the day, that's a winning round.
You know, I the word that I would use would just be consistency for all three sitting at minus six at the top. I mean, DeChambeau, Scheffler, and Homa, none of them were very risky, and they were consistently smart and game planning around the conditions. And they didn't do anything to screw themselves and put themselves two or three back by taking a disadvantageous shot or a really risky putt. I think they all kind of understood what was going for them and what they had to do to battle the wind. And you look at what they, how they were able to do it. There are a lot of other guys who are further down the board. They had at least one fatal flaw that cost them.
Yeah, I saw it all day today, and you know, especially out of the top three, like if they had like a 20-foot, 25-foot birdie putt, they basically said, hey, two-putt pars here when it's inside 4 feet. Instead of a guy going for it and misreads it, and then it's a 14-foot par putt uphill, it's a, there's a big difference in that. But those top three guys, Bryson, Homa, and Scheffler, were basically like, okay, a birdie would be nice here, but more importantly, let's stay even and not get into the black numbers, if you want to say that.
I feel like we're obligated to mention when Bryson just completely ejected on, was it with at 13? And then he picked up the fucking sign and carried it around.
That was great. Oh, the king of content is back, baby.
Yeah, it's, I mean, this is, Bryson, listen, I know Cantlay's been doing a lot of work.
He said it was only 30 pounds, it was no big deal.
Yeah, Cantlay's been doing a lot of work on getting the tours together and Rahm and a few others, but Bryson may be the one to bring these tours back together just by picking up that sign. Like, we need this back in our lives.
Yeah, Bryson's getting back into that fun Bryson mode and not the the douche Bryson mode that we've been used to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, I think he's, I think you're seeing the maturation. And a couple of years ago, it could have gone really wrong when he hit that wayward drive and he just played it smart, made a really big putt. He made a lot of really big putts, even though Ryan's tweeting at me saying Bryson needs to, you know, he's having trouble putting. And I'm like, he's in fucking first place. What are you talking about? He just really figured out how to play around here. You can't play this like he did Wingfoot when he won back in 2020 or 2021, whatever year he won the U.S. Open. You can't just bomb and gouge it. You gotta place it, and you gotta know, okay, on this hole, like you said, Will, a two putt par or even a bogey isn't bad here. And then certain holes, you go out and you attack it a little more, and that's what they did, and that's why those three are in the lead.
Tom, you used the word maturation. I'm going to use that for Max too. I mean, His temperament and maturity level the first two rounds has been exemplary. It's been everything we've kind of wanted to see out of him. We know the talent is there. We've seen him win. We've seen him be really good. But the way he navigated the conditions, the way he's navigating this golf course, the game planning that he's used in the first two rounds, he just looks like he's in complete control. And maybe this version of Max we wouldn't have seen last year at this time or two, 3 years ago. But we're seeing it now, and it's really freaking fun, because I think there were a couple situations he could have imploded, and instead he just kept going. He just kept right on the straight and narrow. And that, again, that's been the theme with the three atop the board. We know about Scotty. We know how dialed in he is right now. But with Bryson and Max, I think the maturation level is really standing out to me.
100%. I agree with you. And I think it's also a big thing for Max, too, and which probably elevated his game a bit, is just watching Tiger for the last 2 days. And just seeing this guy who's just made his 24th consecutive cut at the Masters, which is unbelievable when I hear it come out of my mouth. Just watching how he plays the field, how he shapes his shots. And I wonder how much that really helped his game in the last 2 days.
Oh, I'm sure it definitely did. I mean, you saw the quote from him that he just said that I'm basically just a fan that had the best seat in the house. But, you know, I mean, he's a little bit more of a fan when you're leading the fucking Masters. I mean, Jesus Christ, give yourself a little more credit. But yeah, I mean, Max, I said he only won 5 tour events. He has won 6. I was wrong on that. My bad, Max, yesterday. And listen, his last 2 wins, especially Riv, have been some big boy tournaments. So now the next step is let's get at least a top 5, if not a W at a major. And he's doing it now. He got
and
the top 10
at
the Open. And now he's looking for more. And I love it.
Him being able to compartmentalize that too, like that's what I love about that quote that he used of, I feel like I have the best seat in the house. He's looking at Tiger as a fan, but he's also playing with him and playing the best golf in that group. So he's not getting caught up in the moment of playing with Tiger. He's really embracing it. He's cherishing it, but he's also dialed into what he's doing too. And I think that's just I think that's just another a version of Max that we've seen evolve over the years.
Absolutely. And then there's another guy that impressed me a lot today because he could have blown up at any point was Nikolai Højgaard. He had a couple bad shots and a couple bad bogeys, and you thought, here we go, we're going downhill. And then he comes right back with a birdie. And obviously, he was plus one today, but plus one is
plus
one very
such close a good
even.
Round. Plus, yeah, plus such a good one even. To and put it in the, perspective yeah. is like a minus six on like a regular
and you're top four right now. And he's been playing some great golf. That's one of the things that's really excited me. A guy that is known for having those bad holes and those blow-up holes, and he contained it today. He had back-to-back bogeys, and then he had a par, then he had a birdie, and then he's right back to even. Or plus one, and that's what he finished. So I was very impressed out of him. Anything else that impressed you, boys?
Morikawa, man. I mean, the irons look back. The guy's T5 right now. Listen, somebody on this podcast picked him not to win.
No, yeah. I think it was no chance of
no
winning.
Chance. Yeah,
no
he actually
chan- no.
he actually yeah. was so confident that not only did he pick Patrick Cantlay, he then doubled down with a second pick that he had to jump me on because the Cahoots boys set him up. Sean, anything to say for your boy Colin Morikawa?
Here he goes. He thinks we're ganging up on him.
But also, Tom, I don't know much about golf, but like, if you're top five, do you have a chance to win something?
Listen, the last time I checked, now I'm no good at this game or anything, but like last time I checked, top five makes the cut, and you're getting a pretty good check.
I'm going to tell you why you guys are such fuckers, because after yesterday, none of you guys thought he would be in this position.
No, we didn't, but none
we
of,
didn't, but you know, here he is. We got to bust your balls when we can, Sean.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
You know,
and
also,
I'm going to throw it right back in you.
Ludvig, boys?
Ludvig looks good, yeah.
I mean, low round of the day, talk about being a rookie here and just saying, fuck it, minus three. I mean, I think if you go under par with 40-mile-an-hour winds, and I was listening to Masters Radio today because I was driving in the city, so I couldn't watch it. You know, maybe if I'm driving upstate a little bit, I'll watch it. But when I got to make quick turns and stuff, people up my ass, I can't. And they were just saying the entire time, they were like, we cannot express that it has never been this windy at Augusta. Like, it was crazy today.
Oh, I mean, I don't know how these guys make these kind of shots they make with the difficulty out there. That's why they're the best in the world.
They probably said the same thing about you in the operating room. They're like, I don't know how this guy makes these accurate cuts with this scalpel.
It's probably true. I mean,
precision that Will has. It's
yeah,
uncanny.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I do what I can. The other one that impressed me is the 5 o'clock hitter, Tommy Fleetwood. He's hanging in the top 10.
Yeah, but you know what? You wait till you get to the Open after we get through all these Masters. You're going to keep saying Tommy Fleetwood impressed me until you're going to keep saying, what the fuck, is Tommy Fleetwood ever going to win anything? Because that's where Sean and I are at.
Yeah, he'll catch up to us, Tom.
It won't take long either.
Xander's somebody I want to mention.
He
had some ridiculous shots. I felt like he was just flushing the fairway. You know, to be even, I think, is a real testament because he made some shots. He could easily be 3 or 4 over or damn near the cut line.
Yeah, or he could also
be salvaged from the bunkers, from the rough. Like,
he could also be 2 or 3
really
under.
Made some incredible shots today.
Well, also, it goes back to yesterday. He had 4 makeable birdie putts that he blipped out every single time.
It's going
to Yeah, it's definitely going to hurt him because he could definitely be, you know, Sean said, he could be close to the cut line, or as Tom said, he could be 4 under right now.
I got to give him credit. I'm hoping that he makes some putts. I'm low-key rooting for him, even though he's like the assistant captain of the 5 o'clock hitter club. But, like, he fought so hard, and I got to say I respect him for that because, I mean, he was just grinding today. He felt like, you know, his back was against both walls, and he still figured out a way to get in there because he was just getting up and down from the craziest spots.
Yeah, I mean, that whole group of – I mean, we got to talk about Rory, who just – I mean, Tom, he's at the point now where I never think a putt that he's going to – that he can make for birdie to put him in position is ever going to drop, like ever. But he still does some amazing things. You had Shoffley, Scheffler, and Rory playing together. That was a really fun grouping.
Rory just makes you want to pull your hair out.
Because he does so many things so fucking well,
and then he
and
misses
then
that putt like he did on 18.
On a great putt, and he fucks it up every time.
I was scared. That's kind of the reason why I wanted to wait until the real end of the tournament. Because when he was on like 15, 16, I was like, "God damn, cuts plus 5," and he's like right there.
It's just, you also got to think how much that Grand Slam is in the back of his head right now. It's it has to be
100%. Well, him and Spieth when he gets to the what I think it's the PGA that Spieth hasn't won. I mean, you can tell that they're really pressing. Spieth, I mean, do we have much to say about him today? God, what an adventure.
Oh, it's bad. And talking about disappointments, do we let Sean go here? I think we should let Sean go.
On which one?
On his disappointments.
I mean,
Victor, like, come on, man. I mean, the guy was in the reds. He actually started this tournament off well. I was feeling halfway decent about it, but he's just been in self-destruction mode. And on 16, when he had a putt from a foot and he kind of just scraped it and missed it to get the double bogey, I'm like, this guy's completely lost it.
Yeah, and he's ejected,
dude. There wasn't
a
player who was playing better at the end of last year. I mean, he played well in the majors. He obviously won the FedEx Cup. Like, this guy was dialed the fuck in, and I don't know what's happened to him. They were talking on the broadcast how he's changed his swing a little bit, and he was the last one on the range on Wednesday, which is never a good sign. Whatever. He's still too talented, and it's not like you have to go back 3 or 4 years to when he was good. I mean, this was happening 8 months ago, 9 months ago. I don't know what the hell's happened, but he looks like a shell of himself.
Well, what did I say on the Masters preview, Tom? Who did I say that had no chance of winning? Oh, yeah, Victor Hovland, because what did I say? When does he get into self-destruct mode? Mm. And it should happen today.
Yeah, you saw.
I had a ride with him, though, because I've been riding with him. And
I mean, Victor's going to win multiple majors in his career. It's just, it's still early, and I think, I don't know, sometimes, like, I know Tiger tinkered his entire career and changed his swing, but not everybody's Tiger. And for me, it's like, you were going so well. What the hell are you changing, dude?
Yeah, and then the other disappointment for me is Tom's boy Willie Z just did not hit the ball well at all today off the tee, and he just was in bad positions and had to punch out and lay up, and you know he had like you know had to get it close to be even get a par, and then he would miss that. Yeah, he struggled today.
He did. I mean, he was fucking plus five. But listen, my thing is like everything is so close together right now. If you just make the cut. Now that the weather is just going to completely do a 180, everybody that made the cut pretty much has a chance.
Yeah, I mean, that's very true. You know, you make your putts on it when it's better out there, but that's also you're also chasing Scheffler, Homa, and Bryson when the weather's good. So good luck with that.
Yep.
Yeah, also, too, I feel like if you did make the cut, I feel like you escaped. Right.
Yeah.
With the way that the conditions were, I mean, that had to have been such a grueling battle for at 4, 5, 6 hours out there. So to just survive in advance, it's literally what it had to have felt like for some of these guys.
Absolutely. And I've never seen in a tournament, regardless if it's a major or another tournament, the cut go from plus two to plus six in about an hour and a half.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Well, yeah, but so, we've never seen a major with fucking conditions like that. Well, I know, it's maybe crazy. Not. I mean, maybe one of the British Opens or whatever, but definitely not a Masters like this, as they were saying. All right, anybody else you want to talk about?
I have one more thing. I was wondering if Jason Day got his outfit from Sean's closet.
Whoa!
First of all,
whoa.
I didn't. I honestly, I will defend that outfit.
That was a fucking low blow.
Hey, I didn't hate that outfit.
What the fuck, man?
I didn't hate that outfit.
What he was wearing today?
The vest polo combo is fire. It's just I didn't really like the Malbin logo on there, like the way they did it. But I liked the idea. The execution, in my opinion,
was
not great.
I get the idea, but also it looked like a cheerleading vest from the 70s. That's what it looked like.
I saw one tweet. Wow. Somebody said he looked like a carton of cigarettes. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
He did look like a pack of my favorites, Marlboro Reds, Cowboy Killers. I fucking love that.
I also saw something that, like, I don't know how true it was, but maybe, like, somebody from the clubhouse and, like, one of the pros went up to him and was like, you have to change this now. You can't wear this.
Well, how'd that go for him? He probably said, fuck you. I'm a PGA champion. I won a major. Have you?
Well, also talk
well,
about.
Well, he did change it. He wasn't in it for long.
Talk about fuck yous. Did you hear Zach Johnson cursing at a fan today?
Yes.
Well, he says he was cursing at himself. Will so
yeah. I don't know okay. About that.
They were booing him a little bit, and he's like, "Oh, fuck you." Yeah. I don't know if that's really at himself.
It wasn't. It was definitely at the patrons, but he's trying to save himself.
Yeah, I mean, you got to. You know, you're the captain of the Ryder team.
I mean, listen, he has won a Masters, so he's probably going to get outside of – I mean, shit. What's his face? The guy that is a felon. I forgot his name. Is it gets invited back to the Masters every year. He's just not allowed in America. I forgot the guy's name.
Well, Tom, I will say one tweet that cracked me up today was yours in response to Sergio's outfit, his Papa John's look. And you're like, well, we, good thing we don't have to worry about it because he's not playing this weekend.
Oh, thank you. I don't want to hear. Angel Cabrera, by the way. I'm sorry. It was a domestic abuse. He went to prison.
Oh, got it. Not good.
Yeah, he's not allowed. Apparently, he's not allowed back in the country. But the Masters still invites him back, for the record. So,
well,
does anybody want to say anything about OJ?
No.
Okay.
Not particularly. No. No,
all right.
Rest in hell, I guess.
Did you guys see my tweet on that one? I have to get myself on the bat. I was like, the devil finally got his RB1.
the other funny memes I saw was a bunch of guys just pouring out some OJ for the boy.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
I did watch a montage of all the Norm MacDonald OJ jokes, and there are some.
They are special. They are special. All right, let's talk about some disappointments here. I'm not going to throw Ricky and Hideki into the disappointments because they fought back today and made the cut by the skin of their balls, but they made it. So let's just take a look. Sungjae, I mean, I said it on Picks Plus, he pooped on the 18th green. That was bad. And my pick of the day, of course, didn't hit. Justin Thomas, boys, anything we have to say to him?
I mean, he's been playing bad golf lately. Like I think it's all now. On his. It has to be more mental, because he is one of the most talented golfers in the world. I think it has to be more mental. And, you know, you go from the world number one to basically missing the FedEx playoffs because you finished 77th instead of 76th or whatever it was. And it's just all mental. It's 100% all mental. And that's, you know, that's where Ricky's at too. So it's been a problem for both those guys. And, you know, the question is going to be, is Ricky ever going to win a major?
Looking like it right now, but I mean, he's still got a chance. He's still in it. Speaking of the cut line,
real quick on JT, was it his caddy or swing coach he just changed? Like, very
no, caddy. He got rid of Bones, who he just hired last year.
So here's my question to you guys: like, why are we seeing some of these players? I mean, I know Victor was making his changes too. Why are we seeing some dramatic changes happening this close to this huge tournament? Like. At least ride it out through the Masters and then maybe make your change.
I mean, think maybe it has, sorry Tom, maybe it has something to do with getting a spark, maybe.
I don't know JT for me, like JT has been very much up and down, and I understand it more. And again, Victor Hovland for me is just like, what the hell, man? Like, you know, it's like Michael Jordan didn't just go out and change his jumper after he fucking won the MVP or something. And, you know, the guy won the FedEx Cup last year and he's out here completely changing his swing. I mean, he knows better than I do, but at least for JT, I agree, Will. Maybe it's find a spark, or maybe he just, you know, had a lot of disagreements with Bones, and that's what it is. I mean, golfers we're all fucking head cases. Like, every time you hit a bad shot in golf, Will, I'm sure you want to blame something else aside from yourself, just like me.
No, I just blame the driver usually.
Yeah, exactly.
But it doesn't mean I'm going to go out and buy a $900 driver.
That's true.
Also, my only question to you guys is, before we go, is anybody close to that cut line, the 5-6 cut line, that has a chance to make some kind of a run going into the weekend? Not to win, but maybe get to close to a top 10.
John Rahm.
Yeah, Rahm did some special things today, but he looks
just
like he's fighting himself.
Yeah.
I mean, the only person that I'm really interested in seeing is, because they had the thing on him too, is Keegan. You know, he's the only one close to the cut line that was in red figures today, so he bounced back to make the cut line.
Yeah, no, I would like to see Keegan play better over the weekend. I think Rory's actually going to have a – Rory's not going to win, but he's going to tease us again because the weather is just going to completely flip, and I wouldn't be surprised if Rory goes low tomorrow. Like, I'm talking, you know, 66, 65.
None of us mentioned Mr. Tiger Woods.
And listen, he made the cut. That's incredible for him. And
the body's an issue for me. That's why I didn't say anything.
He's there was some grimaces.
But he's in the conversation at least.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Dude, of course he's plus one. He's right there. He is absolutely right there. Like I said, plus one is like minus six at any other tournament. Going down the cut line here. I mean, Sean, jeez Louise, you got Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark.
I mean, he pushed that putt so bad on the 18th to make the cut. I mean, my hands would have been shaking too, but jeez. I mean,
know it was his first Masters, but god damn.
I mean, Sean has Matsuyama, Hovland, and
yeah, needless to say, I'm
feeling no, I didn't take Hideki.
Oh no, I have Hideki. Hovland and
I had Hovland and Wyndham.
Yeah.
And Rom.
Yeah, that's not good.
And Rom. Hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, Thomas.
Will did have Hideki. Will's not mentioning that he had Hideki.
I had Hideki, well, too, and the Gala, too, as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, nobody's perfect. I mean,
also, the guy, like you said, Tom, is one problem. Can he keep the ball on the planet? It didn't look like it today.
No, it did not. All right, a couple questions here. First question, I'm going to ask it again. Who do you guys, outside, excluding Tiger Woods, who do you guys want in your heart of hearts to win the Masters? Has your opinion changed at all after watching today? William, go ahead.
I mean, obviously I'm going to say Max.
Yep. Okay, Sean.
Yeah. I have to say Max. Max,
I'm sticking
my guy.
With my answer from yesterday.
Yeah, I've decided to flip. If Brooks wins, I'll be happy, but it's Max all the way. Max, I might take off from work on Monday. Like, that's how happy I might be. It's Max.
Earn yourself a victory.
I mean,
it's
also, you know, if you look at the bottom of the top 10, like, would I be excited? Is Tom's guy, Aberg. Aberg? Is Aberg?
Ludvig?
Oberg.
Aberg.
Yeah. Aberg.
No, I think it's Oberg.
Whatever. We can have that debate on off the pod if you want. I don't know what it is. You know I'm not good with names. Sean, come on.
Well, no, because there was a lot of debate about it, and I think that's what it finally got settled.
I'll get him on the pod, and we can ask him ourselves.
I think we should.
I think we should, too. Anybody – okay, who do you guys – tell me who you think is going to win. This should be an interesting question now.
Scheffler.
Will?
Well, when Sean listens to Pit Boss, Max Homa.
You think Max is going to win. That's you're putting it on wax, not who you want to win.
No, that's who's going to win, Max Homa.
Wow. Okay, I'm still going to go Scotty. Interesting, no one said Bryson. All right, does Bryson finish in the top five?
Yes.
Yep.
No.
You think he drops?
Yeah, I think he drops. I think he finishes like 12th.
You think he's going to push too hard on Sunday?
I think he's going to have a bad, not a bad, but I think he's going to have like a mediocre like at
plus
best
two or
Saturday.
Something.
Yeah.
Like a plus two. Yeah.
And I think the pack might just slowly pull away from him. Any fashion today? It was a little tame. I feel like outside of Jason Day, where everybody wanted to jump down his throat, which I said was going to happen yesterday.
What are your guys' thoughts on the Sunday red wardrobe that we've seen from Tiger so far?
I like it. You know, I like it.
I don't mind it, which, I mean, he hasn't – it's nothing different than any other company out there, which at least let's give Malbin credit. They're trying something different. Like, if you took a Sunday red logo and slapped an Under Armour logo or a you-name-it logo on there, you couldn't tell me the difference.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean
– yeah, the logo itself, the more I see it, it just kind of looks like an emaciated cat, but –
It looks like a bunch of really cool bunkers at that course in PA. I forgot the name of it. Kind of looks like that too. I think it was supposed to be like what is there like the same amount of stripes as there is majors that Tiger has or something. Fingers crossed,
right,
he has to add one after this weekend.
Well, I'll say this: watching as much of him as I did today, because obviously he started. Him and Max were out there early, along with Jason Day. His short game right now is remarkable. It's the amount of great shots that he hit today.
Like riding a bike, man.
It is, but when you don't see it for a long time and you assume that he's going to still be a little rusty, I know how well he knows this course. I know how skilled he is in that department. But when you don't see it for that long and he hasn't been playing competitive golf and you watch him make some of these shots in these conditions, particularly as fatigue sets in the second round, It's so fun to watch. It really is a marvel.
No, it
absolutely
is.
And the funny thing, and I'm thinking about it, I don't know if the groupings are out yet. Will he be playing with Phil tomorrow?
That's what
I'm
hoping.
The same thing.
That was my next thing that I was going to say was we forgot to acknowledge that Phil and Vijay Singh made the cut.
Vijay.
Shout out to
Fiji, shout out
to the old man.
The Fiji Wonder.
Yes, I love his swing. It is so. It is an absolute, just a picturesque swing. Another former Masters winner, Adam Scott, hanging around. I got to stay off the leaderboard, or else I'll just name every fucking guy on here. all right, last question I got for you guys today. Where does Rory finish on Sunday? When it's over, when it's all said and done and over, what's Rory's number?
Minus three.
Okay, what place does he end up in?
12th.
Okay. I think he ends up in 7th. Probably like a minus 7 or so, minus 6 maybe. Sean?
I'm going to say he finishes around minus 2 and finishes just out of the top 8.
What's the winning score?
I'm going to continue to say minus 12. I think with the conditions getting a lot better, it's going to be in the mid 80s. The wind gusts are supposed to go way down. I think we're going to see some really good rounds out of the top guys.
Will, did you cancel the PJ till tomorrow for the better weather?
Did I what?
Did you cancel the private jet till tomorrow for the weather?
Yes, I did. Javier, my pilot, didn't want to fly down in the winds. So, we're flying down tomorrow early. We're going to catch, Tiger and Phil. I'll talk to Phil for a little bit, see how he's feeling, see how the Cavs are looking. And then we'll probably go get some food and talk to something. Come back.
Were you advised not to fly today because of the conditions?
Yes, I was advised.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I was talking to Cuban earlier, and he's like, "I want to go down. Do you mind if I ride with you?" And yeah, he's like, "I was like, Javier doesn't want to fly in this." He's like, "I totally get it. My guy doesn't want to fly either." But I guess me and Cubes are going down. I don't know if it's my plane or his. But
I guess you guys will have to have that conversation. Interesting. I didn't know Cubes had a house up around here.
Oh, no, he doesn't, but he said he's going to fly to
he's going to fly to you. He's going to fly past Augusta to New York to then turn around. Oh, that's how much he wants to see you,
huh? Not every day you get to hobnob with a famous surgeon, so.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, boys. Anything else? Any other questions we got?
No, just looking forward to the huge weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. With better conditions, I think we're going to see guys let their guards down a little bit and just play more free golf instead of playing so careful.
I don't care who it is, but I just want to see somebody, whether or not they're successful, just like say, "Fuck it, I'm going to be really aggressive. And if I have it today, then I'm going to go low."
I don't care who it is.
Might be Bryson.
Yeah, I'm going to get to it. Bryson's definitely out of that mindset that every par five I'm getting there into.
If he's smart, he won't, but it would be – I'm rooting for it.
But will he be able to help himself, though? That's the question.
Exactly. Well, he's been able to do it through the first two rounds, so let's see if he can keep it for the weekend. Did anybody remind him, did Wyndham Clark remind him that he's got to play four rounds instead of three?
Oh, my God. What a fucking – like foot in your mouth comment.
Yeah,
because Wyndham Clark only played two rounds. So
that, there are certain ones that age well. That one is not an example of that.
I gotta respect him for saying the quote, though. I mean,
you gotta say it, but then you gotta play better.
You gotta back that shit up.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, Sean, I mean, that's your pick, so you should probably. Hey, listen, you want to apologize again?
Again, I'm not apologizing for a goddamn thing. These guys owe me an apology. I don't feel good about what's going on. They're single-handedly pulling me down to last place.
You picked the wrong rookie at the Masters. You should have picked Ludvig.
He's not just any rookie. He won the freaking U.S. Open.
Yeah, I know, but that was at LACC. This is Augusta, baby.
I'm well aware. I know what I'm doing. I'd do it again. Fuck you.
Double down. Love it. All right, everybody. We're going to be back tomorrow. Willie, we got you for one more day, and Sean and I will be back for two. So we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Get some sleep and enjoy the Masters on a Saturday.
Later, guys.